Voici la leçon 16 de Pimsleur, anglais-américain 1.
Listen to this telephone conversation. Mary is speaking with Charles. Listen.
Hello, Charles. It's Mary.
Hello, Mary. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Charles, would you like to have dinner with me?
When? Not tonight. It's very late now.
No, tomorrow night, okay? At 7 o'clock.
Okay, tomorrow at 7. And thank you.
You're welcome, Charles. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mary. Listen again.
Hello, Charles. It's Mary.
Hello, Mary. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Charles, would you like to have dinner with me?
When? Not tonight. It's very late now.
No, tomorrow night, okay? At 7 o'clock.
Okay, tomorrow at 7. And thank you.
You're welcome, Charles. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mary.
Vous souvenez-vous du mot qu'on utilise quand on donne quelque chose à quelqu'un?
Here. Here.
Dites, c'est pour vous.
It's for you. It's. It's for you.
Essayez de demander ce que c'est.
What is it? What is it?
Dites, je ne sais pas.
I don't know.
Dites de nouveau, c'est pour vous.
It's for you.
Demandez pour moi.
For me.
Dites merci beaucoup.
Thank you very much.
Comment dit-on bonjour?
Hello.
Demandez combien vous lui devez.
How much do I owe you?
Comment dirait-il, vous me devez $5.
You owe me $5. You owe. You owe me. You owe me $5.
Il demande, est-ce que vous avez $5?
Do you have $5?
Répondez brièvement que oui.
Yes, I do.
Maintenant, dites-lui que non.
No, I don't.
Dites, je n'ai pas de dollars.
I don't have any dollars.
Demandez, en euros, c'est combien?
In euros, how much is it?
Il dit, donnez-moi des dollars.
Give me some dollars.
Dites-lui que vous n'en avez pas.
I don't have any.
Dites, je peux vous donner des euros.
I can give you some euros. I can. I can give. I can give you. I can give you some euros.
Il dit, je n'en veux pas.
I don't want any.
Dites, pas d'euros.
No euros.
Il dit, non, je ne peux pas.
No, I can't.
Dites, voilà 17 dollars.
Here's 17 dollars.
Il lui dit, c'est beaucoup ça.
That's a lot.
C'est beaucoup d'argent ça.
Listen and repeat. That's a lot of money. 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 A lot of money. That's a lot of money.
Dites-moi, c'est beaucoup d'argent ça.
That's a lot of money.
Dites, 18 dollars, c'est beaucoup d'argent ça.
$18, that's a lot of money.
Il dit, c'est trop.
Listen and repeat. It's too much. Too. Too much. It's too much.
Ceci est un autre sens du mot
too.
Dites trop.
Too much.
Dites c'est trop. Notez que « de » est sous-entendu.
It's too much.
Dites « c'est trop d'argent ».
It's too much money.
Demandez-moi combien d'argent est-ce que j'ai.
How much money do you have?
J'ai 20 dollars.
Listen and repeat. I have 20 dollars. 20. 20.
Dites, vous avez 20 dollars.
You have 20 dollars.
Non, 24.
Listen and repeat. No, 24. 24. 24.
Dites-moi que vous avez 25 dollars.
I have $25. 25.
Dites-moi, c'est beaucoup d'argent.
It's a lot of money.
Maintenant, dites le numéro 28.
28.
Dites-moi que j'ai trop d'argent.
You have too much money.
J'ai 30 euros.
Listen and repeat. I have 30 euros. 30. 30.
Dites-moi que vous avez 30 dollars.
I have 30 dollars. 30.
Dites-moi que vous avez 39 dollars.
I have 39 dollars.
Dites non, 29.
No, 29.
Dites-moi que c'est beaucoup d'argent, ça.
That's a lot of money.
Maintenant, essayez de demander, est-ce que c'est trop ça?
Is that too much? Is that? Is that? Is that too much?
Non, mais ça suffit.
Listen and repeat.
No, but that's enough. 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 That's enough.
Dites, ça suffit.
That's enough.
Demandez, est-ce que ça suffit?
Is that enough?
Essayez de dire, non, ça ne suffit pas.
No, that's not enough. That's not enough.
Dites, 35, ça suffit?
Thirty-five, that's enough.
Dites, c'est trop.
It's too much.
Demandez, est-ce que c'est trop?
Is it too much?
Dites, oui, c'est trop d'argent.
Yes, it's too much money.
Donnez-moi $40.
Listen and repeat.
Give me $40. 40. 40.
Dites 40 euros.
40 euros.
Remarquez que
40
contient le mot
for
auquel on ajoute la terminaison
t.
Quand on compte de 10 en 10 en anglais, tous les chiffres de 20 à 90 se terminent de la même façon. Maintenant, écoutez et répétez la différence entre
14
et
40.
14, 40. Fourteen, forty.
Maintenant dites, $14.
$14.
Donnez-moi $40.
Give me $40. 40.
Est-ce que votre prononciation ressemble à celle de l'interlocuteur? Remarquez que quand les Américains parlent rapidement, le
T
final est moins prononcé, il ressemble plus à
D.
Maintenant dites, donnez-moi $47.
Give me $47.
Dites, 46, ça suffit.
$46, that's enough. $46, that's enough.
Demandez, est-ce que ça suffit?
Is that enough?
Non, ça ne suffit pas.
No, that's not enough.
Dites, je voudrais $48.
I'd like $48.
Dites, non, 38.
No, 38.
Non, 28.
No, 28.
Demandez, Combien de dollars est-ce que vous voulez?
How many dollars do you want? How many dollars?
Dites, donnez-moi des dollars.
Give me some dollars.
Dites, je n'ai pas de dollars.
I don't have any dollars.
Dites, donnez-moi de l'argent.
Give me some money.
Dites, je n'en ai pas.
I don't have any. I don't have any money.
Demandez, est-ce que vous avez de l'argent?
Do you have any money?
Répondez, non, je n'ai pas d'argent.
No, I don't have any money. No, I don't.
Dites, je voudrais de l'argent.
I'd like some money.
Dites, s'il vous plaît, donnez-moi de l'argent.
Please give me some money.
Dites, je ne peux pas.
I can't.
Je n'en ai pas.
I don't have any. I don't have any.
Dites, si, vous en avez.
Yes, you have some. You have some.
Vous en avez beaucoup.
You have a lot. You have a lot.
Dites, d'accord, voilà 25 dollars.
All right, here's $25. All right, here's $25.
Voilà 25 dollars pour vous.
Here's $25 for you.
Merci, ça suffit.
Thanks, that's enough.
Now, some arithmetic problems in English. Answer the questions. Now, some arithmetic problems in English. Answer the questions.
2 and 3 is how much? 2 and 3 is how much?
5. 2 and 3 is 5.
5 and 3 is how much?
8. 8.
8 and 5 is how much?
13. 13.
11 and 4 is how much?
15. 15.
13 and 4 is how much?
17. 17.
16 and 4 is how much?
20. 20.
20 and 6 is how much?
26. 26.
28 and 4 is how much? 28 and 4.
32. 32.
32 and 2 is how much? 32 and 2.
34. 34.
34 and 12 is how much? 34 and 12.
46. 34 and 12 is 46.
33 and 10 is how much? 33 and 10.
43. 43.
25 and 11 is how much? 25 and 11.
36. 36.
Hey, arrêtez, arrêtez, ça suffit.
Hey, stop, stop, that's enough. Now you're going to speak with the man. Answer the questions affirmatively. Now you're going to speak with the man. Answer the questions affirmatively.
Ce qui est le plus important, c'est de faire attention au verbe. Par exemple, s'il vous demande, est-ce que vous pouvez faire ceci ou cela? Votre réponse doit être, oui, je peux. Commencez en disant bonjour.
Hello.
Excuse me, but do you have any money?
Yes, I have some money. Yes, I do.
Do you have a lot?
Yes, I have a lot. Yes, I do.
I'm going to have a beer. Would you like to have a beer with me?
Yes, I would. I'd like to have a beer with you.
But I don't have any. Can you buy some for me?
Yes, I can. I can buy some. I can buy some for you.
Can you buy some wine too?
Yes, I can. I can buy some wine too.
Do you have enough money?
Yes, I have enough. I have enough money.
Then I'm going with you, okay?
Yes, okay.
Ceci est la fin de la leçon 16.